Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and we are going to try to stump the editor of the 2014 World Almanac, Sarah Jansen, in just a bit. But first, let's say hello to our next two contestants, Harry Marker and Dan Esposito. Now, Harry, you used to run a trivia night, is that correct?
I did. Yeah, I worked at a bar, and so one day I was like, hey, how about I do a trivia night? And so I did until they fired me for other reasons, and it kind of fell off after that.
There's 1,000 follow-up questions. Was your trivia night hard?
It was. I feel like there weren't many things that you could kind of like figure out. It was sort of like, it had to be like
terrible, trivia night.
It had to be like, oh, I got that like on a Snapple can at some point.
All right, fun. Dan, you, I know you know a lot of stuff. One of your interests, I don't know what it is. I'd love you to explain it to me. Cryptozoology. Please explain.
Yeah.
You have a fan, the one other person.
That's usually about how many people in a room are aware of it. It's literally the study of hidden animals. Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, that kind of stuff, like looking for those. I don't do it. I used to work at a store in Boston that was called the Greater Boston Bigfoot Research Institute.
Cool.
It was a ton of fun, and working there, I sort of caught this bug of like finding all that stuff really interesting because it's bizarre, it's crazy.
Oh, so you know the difference between like you're like I'm never gonna find the
Loch Ness.
Oh yeah,
they're all absolutely fake.
Good, all right.
Thank you.
All right, so this game is one of our absolute favorites. It's called Product Placement. Jonathan, you are no stranger to selling out.
I like to think of it as buying in. Product placement in movies is getting more and more obvious. Like, for instance, James Bond drinking Heineken in Skyfall. Seems unlikely if you know James Bond. So we thought, what if we took product placement even further and shoehorned ads into existing movies? And what if we updated the titles to reflect it? It might sound like this. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, give us an example.
After witnessing a gangland killing, two musicians go on the run by joining an all-girl band. They dress in drag, squeezing themselves into skirts like meat and cheese stuffed into a name-brand microwavable pie. That would be Some Like It Hot Pockets.
So, contestants, I will give you a short synopsis of a film with a reference to a product or company, subtly added in, tastefully. You put the product into the film title, and here's a hint. One word in the movie title will overlap with a word in the product or company. Okay, here we go. Zach Braff wrote, directed, and starred in this 2004 film about a depressed young man who returns home to New Jersey and begins to see what life has to offer, like Natalie Portman and never-ending pasta bowls at chain Italian restaurants. Dan.
Olive Garden State.
That's right.
Yeah. Which might also be the name for New Jersey. Like, it might work. I don't know.
It's probably more accurate than Garden
It might
State.
Be more accurate. Is he truly Santa Claus or just an adorable old mental patient? As Natalie Wood exclaims in this holiday classic, I do believe that this salad dressing spread tastes even better than mayonnaise. Dan.
Miracle Whip on 34th Street?
Yeah, exactly. Santa lost weight that year.
This courtroom drama attempts to uncover what really happened that fateful day in Guantanamo. Did Colonel Jessup order the code red, or did he just order a king cone from an ice cream truck? Harry.
Thanks.
A little encouragement from the audience.
I don't get it. Sadly.
Harry says, I give up. Dan, do you know what it is?
It's got to be like a few good Mr. Frosties.
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong, too. Audience, do you know what it is? A few good humor men. That's right.
It's one for the audience.
You can't handle the sprinkles. Either of you. This 1946 film noir is famously confusing, but when you see Bogart and Bacall together on screen, you just know they're going to end up between the sheets, enjoying two individualized comfort zones on a mattress with adjustable firmness. Dan.
Casa... Oh, nope, that's not right.
Harry.
The big sleep number bed?
Yes!
The big sleep number bed?
Yes, that's right, that's right. Nice. In the final chapter of this raunchy comedy series, Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis return to Las Vegas searching for Ken Jeong, missing gold and a chocolate-covered candy bar filled with whipped nougat that was introduced in 1932. Dan.
The Hangover 3 Milky Way.
Harry.
The Hangover 3 Musketeers.
Yes!
All right, this is your last clue. Robert De Niro stars as Jake LaMotta, a middleweight boxer whose life is a violent mixture of arrogance, fear, and taurine-laced energy drinks. Dan.
A Raging Red Bull.
Raging Red Bull is right. John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Our perfect product placer is Dan. Congratulations, Dan.
Nice job, Dan. We'll see you later at our Ask Me One More final round.
My one only advice is close.